Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to online affiliates around the world, especially through our podcast. We're glad you all could join us as well. I'm excited to welcome best-selling author Abby Waxman to our broadcast today. Abby has written a book that is so fun, but I think also thoughtful as well. I think all of us can enjoy it, especially considering where we are in the world today. The book is called Krista Comes Out of Her Shell. We're going to talk to Abby not only about the writing of the book, but also developing these characters and what it's been like for her to see the way that her readers have been responding to it already. If you're just now finding out about Abby's new book, of course, we'll let you know how to get your own copy of it and how to stay connected with her. Abby, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure to be here, of course.
So, Abby, this is a great book, and I want to say to our audience, I promise to you guys that I'm not going to get too serious with this because it is a fun read, Abby, but there are some really thoughtful things about the book, and I'm known for bringing out the thoughtful things. I'm going to try to keep this as light as I can. So I want to ask you, though, what has it been like for you to see the way that people have been kind of taking this journey along with you as they get to know Krista and what she's going through?
Well, I mean, it's very early days. The book just came out a couple of days ago, but so far people seem to be enjoying it quite a lot and finding a lot of the humor in it. And that's always my goal, is to not create, you know, the great American novel, but to create something that is a fun escape and that people can enjoy share with their friends. Yeah. So far, so good.
Yeah, and I love that, and I love the fact that, you know, with this book, we're able to kind of get to know, you know, what it's like to be okay with yourself. I love that with Krista's journey, and that how that's going to look different for everyone, right? I mean, there are some people who, you know, are really into the spotlight. They're really, you know, I thought about as I was reading the book, Abby, about social media, right? So many people are just, you know, we know their every movement. Other people just happy just living their life. What was it like for you to create a character that was so relatable, but also went through circumstances that a lot of us can relate to?
Yeah, well, so Krista sort of had celebrity thrust upon her. Her father was a famous TV naturalist, sort of like a crocodile hunter, that kind of thing, had a TV show. And when he disappeared in a plane crash 25 years before the book begins, her mother sort of took over where her dad had left off and dragged her along with it. So she was sort of forced to become a little bit of a celebrity as a child, and then had a sort of very public immolation as a teenager, and then made the decision to sort of become a scientist and disappear off into the middle of the Indian Ocean and live a life completely away from the spotlight. And the book, when the book opens, her father reappears. He wasn't dead at all, but has been hiding. And she has to go back to Los Angeles and face once more a great deal of media scrutiny and people sort of wanting to know everything that's going on with her, because obviously, you know, this is big news that this person who disappeared is, you know, fully alive and ready to tell his story. And so, again, she has no choice. And I think I'm not sure that the world falls into two big camps of people who love to be in the public eye and people who don't. I think probably most of us fall somewhere in between. But for her, it's really something that she really doesn't enjoy and is quite frightened about. But over the course of the novel, she comes to realize that not everybody out there, you know, has nefarious, you know, ideas for her, and that maybe there are friends everywhere. So, yeah, she has quite the journey.
Yeah, it really is. And it is fun kind of taking the journey along with Krista. So I guess an obvious question would be for you then, Abby, as I'm sure you get asked about maybe other characters, is how did she come to you?
Well, I never really – it's a very hard question to answer. Because I'm never really sure. They just sort of, these characters sort of appear to me. And in the case of her, I wanted to write about someone who really didn't have a lot of choice in becoming public and how she would deal with it. And someone who has become, as a result of being forced to be in the public eye, kind of a, you know, a misanthrope. Like, she really doesn't like people. She doesn't trust people. She really wants to be left alone to get on with her work and to, you know, to have a very, very private life. And I was interested in how someone who actively didn't want to deal with the public was, and, you know, what they would do when they were forced to. So yeah, that was the goal with her.
Love that. And I think, too, you know, one of the characters I'll talk around to be able to meet is Nate. And it's really interesting being able to see their dynamics together. But there's a great conversation you wrote in the book, Abby, about fathers. And I think it's a really interesting theme, you know, that kind of shows up in the book and about our memories, right? And Nate is reflecting on his experience with his father and, you know, being able to spend time with him, but also to, you know, to grow with him in a sense when it comes to business. And of course, you know, Krista kind of mirroring that and having had the experience of getting to know him. What was it like for you to kind of to show the dynamics between Nate and his father and what we're able to see unfold with Krista and her father?
Well, it's an interesting theme and one that I come to sort of quite often in my work. I'm interested in how families relate to each other sort of at the beginning of their existence as a family and then over time, right? So the relationship you have with your father when you're a kid is obviously very different from the one that you have once you're an adult. And I think in both of these cases, Nate's father has passed away. Krista grew up thinking she didn't really have a father, right? He was, you know, quote unquote, dead this whole time. And you know, so she has no memories to draw on. She just has now this brand new relationship that she has to decide whether she wants to take part in or not. And Nate, you know, had a very good relationship with his father and misses him very deeply. And, you know, all of these sort of variations are possible, right? You can in fact, you know, have a great relationship with your father for a long period of time and then not, and then again, you know, and relationships change over time. And I'm just very interested in how we can change the relationships within our families as we ourselves change. You know, it's very hard sometimes to break out of the family dynamic that you've grown up with and be seen as an adult, you know, by your parents, or to see your own children as adults. You know, it's something that we all struggle with. I think it's kind of a universal theme.
Yeah, and I think, too, for Krista, well, from what I took away from it as the reader, Abby, is that, you know, kind of trying to figure out where she's the most comfortable. A lot of times I think we're a lot more comfortable before events happen in our lives that kind of disrupt what we've, you know, kind of known. And also how we may see people, right? I mean, I think that is something that's so relatable. Do you think that that's one of the ingredients, maybe, for a reason why people enjoy your work so much? Is that, yes, you give us the fun, you give us the moments we can laugh and smile about, but also that there is a connection that we almost feel in each book to the characters and what they're kind of dealing with.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the ideal, right, is to create characters that people can relate to. And I think that I try and write, I'm always very interested in people who struggle and who have flaws and challenges in their lives and how they overcome them, but without sort of being too heavy about it, because life is difficult enough without, you know, the books that you read being also super challenging. So I try and keep it light. I think that, well, I really hope that I create characters that people can feel comfortable with and want to hang out with in real life. That's my goal, certainly.
Well, I'm going to speak broadly for a second here, Abby, and that is about another thing that I thought was really interesting as the story unfolded, and again, I'll talk around it so not to spoil anything, and that is the idea of feeling out of control of your life. I mean, that's another thing that we're kind of able to see Krista kind of go through, and a lot of that's because of perception, right? Of course, you know, the story that people want told versus what may be our reality. I mean, someone almost says that to her in the book. What has that been like for you, having the success that you've been able to have, to not lose yourself along the way?
Well, I haven't had so much success that it's changed my life very much. I still, you know, I still load the dishwasher and, you know, drive my kid to school. Yeah, it has nothing changed. I'm not getting recognized in the street. And if that was, and I think people who become writers don't tend to be that interested in being public figures. And it's not a very public job, right? By its very nature, it's very quiet and introspective and done on your own. Being more quote-unquote successful has simply meant that I'm able to devote more time to it. You know, I really am able to basically write full time, and that's, you know, the most wonderful thing in the world, and I don't take it for granted at all. I've been very fortunate to have the success that I've had, and I don't take it lightly.
Yeah. You talked about earlier about, of course, this book being, you know, so new coming out, but of course the reviews have already been coming in. You know, it's obvious that you love what you do, Abby, as a storyteller, but, I mean, what is that like for you to see how people are connecting, not just with this book, but even your previous work? What has that been like for you as a storyteller?
But it's usually the best part of my job, right, hearing from readers, and I'm fortunate people reach out to me on social media or they write to my email address and let me know what they think about my work. Most of the time they're very kind. You know, but it's almost as interesting to read the negative reviews, you know, because sometimes people, like even in these early reviews of Krista, there are a few people who just hate it, you know, and it's always...
interesting.
Yeah, it's always like, okay, you know, you can't please all the people all the time. And, you know, at least they have a reaction to it. But most of the time, you know, like 99% of the time, people love the book, and they go online to make a positive review. But sometimes people get all bent out of shape, and they're like, I hated this or I hated that. Like, okay, but at least we connected. And it doesn't really bother me. You know, it's funny, if anything. You know, I'm always a little bit tickled that I'd created a piece of work that had any kind of reaction from people. You know, that's a luxury. And and you'll get reviews right next to each other where someone will say, "This I just saw this the other day with Krista." In fact, where someone was like, "I really love this book because it had much more romance than usual in an Abby Waxman book," and someone else was like, "I hated this book because it had just way too much romance." It's like, okay, you know, with each to his own, you know, and whatever works. And that's the thing. It's a relationship between the reader and the writer. You know, I create my work and then it goes out into the world and then it is no longer mine. It belongs to readers and they're going to have the reactions that they have. And I hope that they love it. But if they don't love it, there's absolutely nothing I can do about it, you know. And so it's that you were talking about feeling in control of your life. There's a certain, you know, you have a high degree of control when you're writing a book because you're in charge of everything. But then the minute it goes out into the world, you lose all control. You cede all control to be okay with that. And I don't get bent out of shape about it.
Yeah. So, Abby, I think for myself, this is my second book of yours. I'm curious, though, for you, I mean, you mentioned at the very beginning of this conversation, and I think a lot of storytellers can relate to that these characters just come to you. But when they come to you like that and you're telling this story, is it easy for them to leave you? I mean, I was curious, was Krista someone that was close to you that it was hard to let her go, or was it easy for you to close the chapter, so to speak, on this journey?
That's an interesting question. I never really feel that they leave me, actually. And in my earlier books, I have lots of continuing characters that appear from one book to the next. You know, so characters from the first book make a cameo in the second. Characters from the first two appear in the third. That's just something that I really like. And so actually, I'm not very good at all at letting go of my characters. I tend to drag them along to the next book. And it's entirely possible that Krista will make another appearance, or that her sisters will make another appearance in another book in the future. They never leave me. They're always part of my life.
Love that, and that is a great thing to know. And I think, you know, for myself, again, reading this book, it is such a fun book. The timing is perfect as some people are going off on vacation, spring break, and getting ready, of course, for the summer. It is definitely that type of book that, for me, again, is entertaining, but also thoughtful and gives you characters that make you think but also connect with. I know I felt that for myself. I think, too, I love the idea of the – I don't want to say the normacy of Krista, but I will say the way that she it was about the simple things for her, right? And I think that sometimes get lost with a lot of people. But it really was about, it wasn't about the big thing. It really was just about feeling whole, feeling seen, and being able to be in a situation where you're loved and able to do what you love. I think that is really what stood out to me. And so to see it kind of go through its different layers was a lot of fun, for sure. Again, everyone, Abby Waxman has been our guest. Krista Comes Out of Her Shell is the new book. You all can get it, of course, through our friends here at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore if they don't have it. I know they'll be more than happy to order it for you. Krista, you mentioned this earlier. How can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, I'm on Instagram. That's the only social media I do, and it's just Abby Waxman, all one word.
Okay. Well, definitely looking forward to staying connected with you, Abby, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation as well.
Me too, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.